you know, the shirt got it hard, you know, and put that part down there, and it would mop clothes.
Oh, made it mop out of
porn
shirt.
Out of porn shirt. And mop the floor with it. And it would clean the floor with it.
Did it make a pretty good mop?
Sure, it made a good mop.
What about that broom, homemade broom? Is it as good as the ones you get nowadays?
No. The homemade broom is broom strong, you know, that you go and save, broom save, you roll.
Yes.
You go and you wring it. And if you get it before it gets too dry, it'll last a long time. But if you wait till it gets real dry, they'll shatter up. And you take them and get you some strain, tie them up. And it's sweet to go. Now, just like this linoleum or a plant, it'll get all the dust and dust out of the bed when you sweep it. You know.
Yes,
you can take this, reach up under there, up on this couch here, and get the dirt out of money. Better than you can a broom like now,
yes,
like
ma'am.
We use. But people don't quit laying straw making broom.
I see. Back then, did women have certain chores they did on certain days of the week?
Oh, yeah. Wash. Have a day to wash.
When was that usually?
It used to be, mine was on a Tuesday. I would wash on a Tuesday and I wouldn't have to wash. Well, I'd have to wash again Friday. Because I had three children and I'd wash Tuesdays and Fridays. And we'd get it all clean. Then when I got a chance to, because I worked in the field, I didn't, you know, just stay in. Could iron every time I got ready to iron.
Right.
But iron when I had a chance to.
Yes, ma'am. I see. Well, outside, where you've got your porch, those things that you climb up to get from the ground to the porch, you call those the...
Banister.
Or
steps.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Now, what about inside? Like if you had a two-story house and you wanted to get from the bottom floor to the top floor, you'd walk up the...
Steps.
Okay. Talking about the porch, did you ever hear people call their porch anything else?
The entry? Call it entry. Look out on the entry and get me my phone, so that's what I would be.
Out on the entry?
Uh-huh.
Did you ever hear anything besides that? The porch or the entrance?
Or? I can't remember nothing else.
Like your gallery? Or?
It's called a porch gallery. It's called a porch. A gallery.
Yeah. Have you heard people use that?
I haven't heard that word used. I've read about galleries, you know, but hearing talk about it, I haven't heard anybody's name.
What about veranda?
That's out of my jurisdiction.
Okay. Around here, do you ever see houses with porches that go around on both sides of the house?
Oh, yeah. I've seen them. Around the house.
But those would still just be called a porch?
Yeah, I guess it would. How can I ain't heard nobody saying nobody, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
Being
okay. Let me ask you about this expression. Say if somebody walked into your front room here and left your door wide open and you didn't want it to stay like that, you'd tell them to do what?
Close the door.
Okay. You ever heard of people say anything else?
Shit that door.
Does that mean more? Does that mean business?
That means being a shit that door. You might tell him close the door. He says, you know.
Right. You know, on these frame houses that you see on the outside, the boards kind of lap over each other like that.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard that called anything in particular?
Yeah. What the whole?